another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And it came out that Elon Musk's Tesla, his electric car maker Tesla, which he owns about 20% of, they sold 75% of their Bitcoin holding. And about this time last year, late May 2021, so a little over a year ago, Elon Musk tweets out that he has diamond hands. Diamond hands when it comes to their Bitcoin purchase. Now, diamond hands is used by traders on Reddit and elsewhere on the internet as an expression to mean strong hands as an investor. In other words, you're not going to dump out. You're not going to let go of what you have. And he tweeted out or said, "I may pump, but I don't dump. I may pump, but I don't dump." Well, it turns out this is a classic dump, it looks like. Again, his company sold 75% of their Bitcoin. Didn't tell anybody until after the fact. You know, he wasn't good to crypto. We would have been better off without him. Spent all that time distracting people away from Bitcoin with Dogecoin, which is a joke. Even the founders of Dogecoin don't take it seriously. Never had any interest in that one. Doesn't have a serious development team like Bitcoin has. Doesn't have a bunch of serious merchants that accept it as Bitcoin has. It was a joke. A joke for people to test out, you know, different technical blockchain concepts. And he promotes that one. He pumps it. Meanwhile, he uses his company's entrance into Bitcoin ownership as an excuse to shit all over Bitcoin, to say the mining algorithm is bad for the environment, and all these kind of Greta Thunberg, bizarre globalist arguments against peer-to-peer money, which is what crypto is. We need to stop calling it cryptocurrency. It's peer-to-peer money. Similar as file sharing is peer-to-peer files, right? If you're saying that human beings in a notionally free society cannot transact in peer-to-peer money, you're saying that they're literally not free, right? That's somebody saying that they don't consider us their peers. Well, then who are they? Do they come to us as oppressor? So not impressed with Elon Musk. He screwed over the crypto community. Call it what you want to call it. I think Bitcoin will survive for sure. I'm not selling my coins. He screwed us over. He was a waste of fucking time. The crypto world would have been better off if he had never bought a single Satoshi for his company Tesla. It's still not really immediately clear why he bought those coins, right? If he bought it as an inflation hedge for Tesla, why would he dump out now when inflation is at a 40-year high? Wouldn't he want to be diversified against U.S. dollar collapse? We have to consider the strong possibility that Elon Musk is on Team Pizza Head. Just like everybody else, they prop up another clown on Team Pizza Head. I mean, he was photographed with Maxwell. He was photographed with her, and everybody's given him a pass on his explanation that she photobombed him. Meanwhile, they're in the same room together. Big fat smile on his face. Doesn't look like a guy who's being victimized with an involuntary photo. Big fat smile on his face like a fucking dog. Like a fucking happy dog. Maxwell about 5 feet behind him. Is that a photobombing, or is that just two people at a party together that were spontaneously photographed? So, hey, none of these people are any goddamn good. He wasn't good to our crypto. He promoted the vaccines, which maybe the vaccines made Elon dumb. If he took that shit, maybe it made him kind of a dumb guy. Because lately I'm not impressed. Don't care how much fucking money he has. Not impressed. Won't be buying a Tesla ever. Glorified MP3 player on wheels. Won't be buying one. I like my gas-powered car made in America. Thank you very much. Won't be putting a dollar in Elon Musk's pocket. The guy's a borderline fraud as far as I'm concerned. Little different from Donald Trump. Little different in practice, right? Acts like he's the savior of crypto. Meanwhile, it's down about half from where he started talking about it last year. Bitcoin literally down 50% or so. Where Elon was talking about how he had such diamond hands last year. Diamond hands. I don't think you know what that expression means, Elon Musk. I may pump, but I don't dump. The SEC should look into him, right? That's like deception. To tweet that out and then you dump out 75% of your holding and nobody knows until after the fact. until your company, you know, files it. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yet another betrayer of the common man. Still believe in Bitcoin, even if I'm the last fucking planet, last fucking person on the planet who believes in it. Still believe in it. And again, you got to wonder about guys like Elon Musk. Was he just one of them? Was he compromised at Epstein Island or somewhere else? He did hang out with these people. Maxwell. All of them. He knows them. He makes it seem like he broke away. Maybe he didn't break away. Maybe just like Trump, it's just some bullshit. Not a reformed elite. Just the regular elite who wants to poison us with the clot shot. And wants to cave in any functional peer-to-peer money. Because it interferes with the slaver token. The fucking Federal Reserve monopolistic money. I call it the slaver token. That all these families were born into. All these sad fucking Pizza Head families said, hey, let's create ourselves a money monopoly in the West. Who's game for that? And they went down to Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia. Went to this creepy island. And they all voted on it. And they said, yeah, central bank, man. Money monopoly sounds fucking awesome. And for the last 100-something years, that's the system we've been living under. Isn't America a great place? Everybody's a fraud here. This country is in rapid collapse. Everybody's a fraud. You look at the doctors and the nurses, they're completely insane. Used to be doctors in this country were almost as respected as, I don't know, members of the military or pilots. Now they're completely fucking insane. I call them the dreadnoughts. The dreadnoughts on TikTok. Because they have these huge TikTok accounts, right? These doctors and nurses. And they go on there and just shame people who haven't taken the vaccine. It's incredible. Oh, you have natural immunity? There are serious side effects from developing natural immunity. And it's like, you mean long COVID? Yeah, true. Meanwhile, they don't acknowledge a single side effect. It's crazy. They act like the vaccines just came out. Like it's day one. You know, like they don't have a fucking mile-long list of adverse events at this point. They just promote it. They don't care about your health. These fucking glorified Grim Reapers. A big fat fucking smile on their face. Dancing around for these TikTok videos and these videos on Instagram. Why are you fucks always dancing? It should be a serious thing, healing people. Medicine should be a serious thing, not dancing around with a little cartoon needle in your hand. Fucking sickos. Yeah, and they've turned into Grim Reapers. Absolute Grim Reapers. If you want your family members to live, keep them away from doctors, nurses, and dentists. They're truly in some kind of mass psychotic event. They talk about nothing other than the vaccine. Well, doc, I've been having some stomach pain. Oh, are you fully vaccinated? Let's get that out of the way. Are you fully vaccinated? No, I caught COVID and recovered, but I'm having some stomach pain. Oh, let's get you signed up for the booster. Fucking mRNA Grim Reapers. And they're being paid. Not only do they make good money at the hospitals they work at, the ones that get these social media influencer contracts to do these stupid videos on TikTok are paid big money. I'm not being paid. Some of you guys throw me the occasional tip on PayPal, and I appreciate it. I'm not being paid like those guys are being paid. I mean, they're being paid a salary to sit on social media and to get the last few stragglers to take the clot shot. It's crazy. You can't even go to a doctor's office anymore. All they care about is the fucking vaccine. Again, they act like it's day one. We don't have all this evidence now that it causes problems. Just totally disgusting. I don't know what happened to our country, but something happened. Not a fun place to live anymore. It's almost unbearable. You know, almost fucking unbearable. So, my verdict, Elon Musk, probably just another fucking Pizza Head. His friends with Maxwell, or at least was photographed with, they're having a great time. He never spoke up against this stuff. We only know about it due to the WikiLeaks. And due to Julian Assange. Not due to Elon. He never spoke up about any of this stuff. Just like Trump, an elite positioning himself as some kind of savior figure, some kind of reformed man. I don't think he's reformed at all. Won't be buying a Tesla. If I ever have enough money to go into space, I'll use Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' competitor. I think dollar for dollar, Bezos is a better guy. Amazon, run like a fucking military operation, you know, efficient as can be. Elon's just off the deep end. Again, maybe the vaccine made him dumb. Maybe he's fucking lawnmower man now. You know, smart on the surface, but just a dumb guy. I don't know. Can't read him, but I don't trust him anymore. Fuck you, Elon. Crypto doesn't need you.
You're listening to Fulcrum News. Real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.